على رسوله الكريم وما بعد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. صدق الله العظيم. My respected ulama, elders and brothers, Hazrat Maulana has informed me that today is your program on the janaza and the du'as of the janaza. So I thought, after the wonderful qira'at, that we just speak about some aspects, some things about the hereafter. Looking at the Surah Zilzal, we often hear it in our salat. When we pray, we may be reciting the surah, and very quickly, what is the message of Allah in the surah? Allah speaks about the great Zalzala. Zalzala is the time when this earth comes to an end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the zalzala. Ya ayyuha an-nas taqu rabbakum inna zalzalata as-sa'ati shay'un 'azim. That zalzala is the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees, when Allah makes the faisla that this world must come to an end. At that time, Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wassalam will blow the trumpet, the sur. Everything will begin to shake. Now it comes in the hadith that this shake will be of such a nature, such a magnitude, that on the one hand the sur will be making a sound that will kill the hearts of people. It comes in the ayah of the Quran, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا. On that day you will see a woman, a hamila woman, a pregnant woman that will give birth, that is pregnant, but when the zalzala comes, then she will abort the child. She will miscarry the child, the child will become sarkit, the child will come out from the woman. Some years back, you may have heard of the tsunami that took place in Indonesia. I thought that this came to my mind, that we met some people who had gone to a nearby island. And when that zalzala of the tsunami had taken place, a woman was holding her child. That woman dropped the child. That was zalzala magnitude about 7 or 8 on the scale. But this zalzala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is shadeed, it is very, very severe. So, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. Allah says, that this earth will begin to shake, the zalzala will take place, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. At that time, whatever the board, whatever the weight that is in this earth, the earth will begin to take it out. Like how when a person vomits, that whatever is in the stomach comes out, like that the earth will spew out all the gold, all the silver, all the wealth of the world. Insan will be in a different situation. Man will be running from one place to the other. And at that time, people will see this gold, that sona and chandi of this earth, that today, if that sona and chandi had to be put into the masjid, we will fight for it. Just to digress a little bit, Hazrat Imam Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to say, ki agar sona ka ek boot masjid mein laya jaye, we come and we place it in the front, Everybody will say it is shirk for us to face it and worship and pray toward it. Sab to yehi kahenge na. That is the shirk. But is booth ko masjid se nikal kar piche rakh de. Take it now and put it in the back. We will lift our hands, we will lift our sleeves, we will kill each other. Brother will kill brother for a piece of that book. That is how much we have dunya in our heart. Alhamdulillah, sab to guzru karte hain, ya inshallah, ya to nahi hoga. But this is insan. This is insan, our nature is like this. That dunya, we will make high on dunya. But that time when man sees that this gold is coming out, the silver is coming out of the earth, and all the other riches and wealth of the earth will come up, then one person will begin to ask himself, was it because of this that I killed my own brother? Was it because of this that I had a fight and I had an argument with my own brother and we broke up relationship? A person that stole, whose hand will be cut off because he stole, he will ask, what is because of this? At that time, the demon of the dunya will drop from our hearts. At that time, the importance of akhirat will come into our hearts. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. Man will ask, what is this? What has happened to the earth? So in preparation for akhirat, one needs to turn our hearts, our minds towards Allah Jalla Shanu. We stay in this world, kamana bhi hai, khana bhi hai, peena bhi hai. Whatever we do in this earth, we have to earn, we have to eat, we have to drink. But let us not create such a muhabbat, such a love for this material world, that we begin to disobey Allah. Let us not create such a love for this dunya in our heart that we begin to fight with our own family members, brothers fight brothers, parents and children. But let us keep the dunya in our hand and let us keep deen and akhirat in our heart. يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها. Allah Jalla Shanuhu is speaking about the gawahi, the evidence, the shahadat of the earth. That whatever sins, guna that we committed on this earth, the earth or that piece of land will give evidence and give gawahi in the courts of Allah tomorrow. Whatever good we did on this earth, whatever net amal we carried out on this earth, it will give evidence tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah by Allah. That is why the ulama have written of tafsir, in the dua, wa'afu anna, waghfir lana, warhamna. Wa'afu anna, O Allah, erase, mitade, whatever we did, O Allah, erase it. So the ulama has stated that when we make this dua and we seek forgiveness by Allah, then one is Allah has whatever guna, sins we committed, Allah erases it, Allah rubs it out from the Nama'i Amal. Number two, Allah makes the earth in which we committed guna, sin, Allah makes that earth also forget. Allah is Qadir Mutlaq. Allah has all the power. Imam Ghazali rahimahumullah has stated that this zameen that we make sajda on, this zameen will give gawahi on the day of Qiyamah. This banda of mine, this banda of yours, O Allah, had made sajda on this land. So alhamdulillah, we come to masjid, we perform salah, wherever our heads go onto the ground, that ground on the day of Qiyamah will give this gawahi of Allah. So we need to carry on doing these good deeds. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَالَهَا Because Allah will inspire the earth. Allah will give the earth that taqat. Allah will give the earth that quwwat to speak and give shahadat. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَالَهَا يَوْمَ إِذِي يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُ On that day, on the day of Qiyamah, people will come in groups, and each person will be grouped up